Yo, what's poppin'?
What's fucking? Let him talk, Jelly, okay?
I was Waluigi.
Wait, really?
I had more subs than Mr. Beast at this time.
My mind is kind of blown right now.
I haven't really said any of this. I watched you guys like since I was like 14, 15.
Back off, or you're gonna get popped.
So did I just swear?
And I do have a boat.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Two Thirds Podcast. We're still at VidCon. Yes, we're still at this like really bad looking setup. I'm very sorry. I do apologize if the audio is worse. We're here with a very, very, very famous guest.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah. It's Justin Bieber, everyone.
Come on, Jelly. Come on.
I'm sorry.
I used to get that actually a lot.
Wait, really?
Really?
I used to have the hair like.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I think you should bring the Justin Bieber.
You got
to
glow
back
up then,
Jelly. You haven't even said who this is.
This right here is the myth, the legend, Kalis. Better known as Infinite, actually.
Better known?
Yeah. You see, I would say that you're a gaming YouTuber. However, Kalis over here has got 21 million subs on his other channel, which is actually his main channel, where he does reaction content.
Can you tell us, are you Infinite or are you Kalis?
Yeah, I'm like a little bit lost, mate.
I mean, Infinite was first, but I feel like I like my Kalis channel better.
Oh, ooh. My God. Are you just exposing your own career over here, mate?
This has been like a minute and you're already saying comments like that. We don't want it to be controversial here.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like gaming. Like I grew up gaming all my life and I like wanted to be a gaming YouTuber.
Yeah.
But it just didn't work out. But reactions did. So like,
wait, really?
That took off first. Yeah.
Wait, is that for real?
That's real. Yeah.
So you started playing video games and you were like, wow, I suck at this. Mm. And people started realizing, wow, he's really terrible. And then you just decided to react to other people making cool stuff. And that worked out.
Pretty much. I mean, I can tell the full story.
Yeah, tell us the story. I want to hear the story. Go for it.
I mean, okay. So basically, like, I grew up playing Call of Duty. And that whole thing was like popping off back then. This was like 2012. Trick shotting, right?
Dude.
Phase. You know, I was in phase.
Wait.
No, I was not in phase. But okay. I really wanted to join phase. And so I did all the trick shot stuff. Didn't work out. Didn't do anything. But
were
I was
you good
posting
at the trick shots?
I was decent.
Okay. Not good enough.
Not good enough, clearly. And then, so that just didn't work out. And then many years down the line, I was kind of like a trend hopper in a way. Like every trend, like I would attempt diss tracks when that was popping off. And then I would
Really?
Yes. Not this.
What?
This isn't really a known thing, so.
What?
But yeah, I did do that. You can't find them. They're all private and everything.
But what did you do a diss track on?
Like YouTubers.
Wait, really?
Have you made a diss track on us?
No, I have not. I
wait, so who did you make a diss track on?
I made diss tracks on like the FaZe guys because that was like who I watched and stuff.
Did they react?
And that's how I actually got my first which camera do I look in, by the way?
Just look at us. Okay, like, it's
yeah. But yeah, that's
fine.
That's how I got like my first 30k subs
was
like the diss tracks, and then it kind of like fell off, like the whole diss track stuff stopped popping off. So I
switched.
That's
so interesting.
You know, top fives, right? That was like a huge thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In like 2015, 16.
Yeah.
Like all those top five channels were popping off. So I was like, I'm going to try that. And yeah, top five water bottle flips.
What?
That was my first.
You went from quick scoping to water bottle flips.
I mean, I feel like that's kind of similar.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, you would.
Oh, it's a trick
shot,
trick
but shot in real life.
Dude,
right?
So all the face guys, they should just be doing water bottle flips.
Well, no, because they're in phase. That was the point.
Oh, right. He didn't make it into phase.
I didn't, but
So you've done like, you've rapped. Like, it was like diss track rapping. No
can
way.
You, can you give us a little, do you still remember?
No, I
you're
don't.
Gonna embarrass him.
This was like 2016, 15. I don't even know, but it worked. I got him to react to it.
That's cool.
So, wow.
That's crazy. All that matters.
So you're a reaction creator, but you started by making people react to your stuff.
Wait, that's weird.
Whoa.
Dude, my mind is kind of blown right now.
Yeah, it doesn't take much as well.
Small itty bitty mind.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the first podcast, so I don't like really, like, this is my first podcast, so I haven't really said any of this to anyone. I think I said something in my Draw My Life video, but that was like, that was like,
there's some YouTubers where, yeah, the only way you'll ever know anything about them is you look at their 8-year-old Draw My Life video and it's like, oh, now I finally know something about them.
They should bring those back.
Yeah, right. We should start that trend again. Yeah. Maybe not the diss tracks. We'll keep that dead.
So you popped off, you know, making your top fives.
Yeah.
Do you know what was like the thing that blew you up?
Water bottle flips.
Oh, that was the thing.
That was the thing.
Oh, no way. Okay.
I was the first ever person to do top five water bottle flips.
Like, wait, what?
I didn't really know that was a first ever special thing.
So you're a pro.
Oh, that's why you bought a water bottle.
Can we do a flip?
Oh, I mean,
can we do?
I would have to drink.
This is the most unprofessional.
Sorry, Jenny.
Setup
can you mute your phone? Like,
I'm being calling
you. Okay, you can drink some of that water, and maybe we'll do a flip at the end of the episode. Mm. Yeah,
that would
be good.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So just for me to miss it,
we'll react to it.
I've got something interesting. So I found is that Kaylis actually has a IMDb page. On the way up, I had actually already mentioned this to him. But did you know that Kaylis was actually in the Mario movie?
Yeah. Mario.
Yeah.
The new one that just came out pretty recently.
I didn't know there's a Mario movie.
Okay. ruined a bit.
Sorry.
What's the story? Tell us.
Do you know Mario?
Yeah. The Nintendo guy.
Nintendo guy.
I'm sorry, Ben. Excuse me.
This movie was like massive.
Just, yeah. Where have you been? On your boat.
Okay. I've been chilling on my boat, man. I'm a semi-retired YouTuber.
I still think it's funny, though. Tell him why you had the IMDb.
Yeah, so, I've done some small things in the past for, like this app, and they just put it on. It was, like, a really professional shoot. They put it on the IMDb page, which was interesting, so I have that. But, yeah, I was in the Mario movie.
What? You were Mario?
Don't break
Waluigi.
His brain.
I was Waluigi.
You for real right now?
No, so I don't know what it was. I made a TikTok about this, like, when this happened, but I just looked at my IMDb, and, yeah, it said I was in the Mario movie. It was, like, a glitch.
It's fake news.
I was about to redo the intro
and say we've got, like, a movie star sitting next to us.
I'm just secretly, like,
it's funny.
An actor.
It's actually, though, on the topic of your IMDb, it was, when I was reading it, there's something I think is really funny. It's just one sentence in there that says, he knows Mr. Beast.
Really?
Yeah. It literally just says that in your IMDb.
That's like, insane.
Yeah, it just says that. So congrats, by the way.
I know. Congrats for knowing guys. Mr. Beast, man.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just weird that it said. What's the story of Mr. Beast?
I did a collab with him once. Oh, cool. On his game. Well, he invited me to his Among Us video.
Oh, yeah. What's that like?
Yeah, I won money.
Oh, wait.
Wait, what? You won Mr. Beast money?
A lot of money.
We clearly have not done our research today, Jelly.
Guys, dude, I got rich from Mr. Beast video.
Wait, so what?
What?
Was that an IRL one?
No, so this was Among Us, and basically he was giving, I think, 10K to anyone who won. So if crewmates won, every single crewmate got 10K. Imposters win, 10K to each. So it's like, so I won the first game as a crewmate. And the second game, I won again as the imposter. So 20K, right? But he then made me do a rock, paper, scissors, and I lost that for the other 10K. So I only got 10K, but still.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
You're actually not the first guest to get money from, really?
Yeah.
From Mr. Beast.
Who was the other one?
We had Jack Sucks at Life.
Yeah.
He had quite a lot of money, like over 100 grand.
I'm sure. Wasn't it 400 grand?
No. He got paid for subs.
Mr. Beast?
Yeah. So they had like a collab where they made a channel and the amount of subs he got, Mr. Beast would pay him like I don't know.
So
ratio-wise, we've had a lot of people on this sofa being like paid by Mr. Beast.
I mean,
like,
that's two, Jelly. I don't know what ratio.
The ratio. You know, the ratio's high.
You haven't been paid?
No, it was my money.
And you know what's funny? We've mentioned before, but we actually have known Mr. Beast for ages. And he hasn't paid us. Yeah.
How long have you known him?
Well, he actually, like, I don't know how long I've known him, but like probably like 6-7 years. And I remember he was fans of us, which is kind of like depressing.
I mean, I don't know if I want to get into this, but I remember Mr. Beast calling me whether he should start a gaming channel.
Oh, no way. When was this?
I'd say roughly 4 or 5 years ago. And so Mr. Beast called me. He's like, yo, Jelly, you know, I know you're doing well and all. What do you think? Should I start a gaming channel? And I said, well, you know, it's, you know, I think you should do whatever you feel like as long as you're just genuinely going to enjoy it. I think I said something along those lines.
That sounds like you didn't say that.
All right. I said, no. I think he had like roughly 20 million subs at the time, maybe 30. But he made his gaming channel. And since that day, he's beat me in subs.
Yeah.
On his gaming channel.
Like everyone.
Yeah. And he's actually changed like the whole market, the whole gaming what do you say? Gaming audience, I feel like is vastly different nowadays. Yeah. So maybe I should have said no.
Yeah,
you maybe I should have said no.
It's your fault.
Leave us alone.
It's your fault.
Yeah,
it's all my fault.
I, you know, Mr. Beast, we actually blew up at the exact same time. Weirdly.
Wow.
And there's a video that he commented on mine. And he like commented this big like motivational thing.
Right.
And I was like, thanks. Like, you'll hit 200K soon, literally, because I passed him. I had more subs than Mr. Beast at this time, and he left a cool comment because I would watch his like paper intros videos back in the
paper
day.
Intro. I don't know what the hell this is,
dude. It's crazy, but yeah, I had more subs than Mr. Beast.
Wow,
at one point.
Well, let's bring it back a little bit towards you. You know,
okay.
So you started, you were doing your reaction stuff, you were blowing up, but you always really just had this gut feeling of, I want to be a gaming YouTuber. I want to be as cool as Jelly and Slogo. So how did that go?
I don't think that last line was true, but
you're going to make him cry.
No, well, you know.
I'm just kidding. No, you guys, actually, I watched you guys like since I was like, I don't know, like 14, 15.
Wait, really?
You're 15 now, or?
I'm 25 now.
I'm just kidding.
So who did you, because so historically me, Jelly, and Quibble Cop, and that would be, it would have been Quibble Cop when you watched.
Yes.
We upload our videos on our own channels.
Yeah.
So who did you watch? No, he's going to say Quibble Cop.
He's going to say Quibble
Cop,
dude.
He's going
to say Queb.
I mean, he was the big one at the time.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
For he was a short the top, while. Like, yeah, I mean, I don't know now, but yeah, it was.
I think
was
we're good for time.
Done,
so
yeah,
I don't think we. Okay. We want Quibble Cop fans. Quibble Cop fans.
Okay,
on
hey, no, I after it, okay, it went from Quibble Cop, and then I was like, oh, who are these guys? And so I started watching everyone.
So you know? I was before we started recording this, I was just like checking out your channel. You know, like what's your, like some of your most popular videos?
Yeah.
I believe in the top five. I saw myself.
Wait, really?
You've got a video with the thumbnail with more than like 10 million.
Wait,
views.
Really?
This is on the gaming channel, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That was actually.
Wait, what video is that?
Oh my god, why did I forget about this?
So I don't know. You started your gaming
channel. I
want
Kayla to tell us.
Yeah,
about
yeah.
It.
Please tell us. Like, what's going on here, man?
Dude, you're actually the one that kind of helped me take off my gaming channel.
Really?
Yes. Because, okay, I did GTA. I started off GTA 5 because I was like, okay, I see that you're doing it every once in a while. And they were doing really good.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to try that for my gaming channel.
Yeah.
So I did like a couple videos and they like did okay. Like my gaming channel, it had 1 million at the time, but it was not doing good.
I threw his coffee out.
Oh, no. But yeah, I wasn't doing good at the time. It was getting like 20K views a video for 1 million subs. Not that good. And then I did a little bit of GTA 5. And mm-hmm. then I was like, you know what? Jelly's popping off on GTA 5. Mm-hmm. Let me steal his car in GTA 5.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I mean, it's not like it was a collab.
Was it my actual car?
And I mean, it was like a
green
car.
It was a better version. Okay.
Dude, I don't even know. And this video just blew up in like,
yeah,
there you go. And so, that's it. Every day I uploaded from then.
And I noticed that at a point, it actually got to a point where you hired custom mod developers to put me inside of the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So
is that bad? Should I have done that? Can I do that?
I think if Jelly was smart enough, he'd do the same thing.
So I'm going to be honest, right? It's totally cool.
Yeah.
Because you're at the same time, like promoting my brand
and paying a cut, right?
Yeah. We'll talk about that later.
Oh, okay.
But I've actually this morning I woke up and I claimed all your videos with me in the title and thumbnail. No. So I should be collecting the big bucks.
And you can't leave until you pay the amount. Actually, on the topic of cars, because I also, obviously a lot of people want to hear about the gaming stuff and
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Stuff like that, but I think it's also a great opportunity to talk about your like you behind the YouTube stuff.
You
like cars. You're a car person, right?
I like cars. Yeah, I got some cars.
What cars have you got? Do people know what cars you've got? Is that like something you tell?
Not really.
You've got quite a lot of cars.
I have
broom.
I think I have four or five cars.
You know you've got too many cars when you forget how many cars you've got.
Okay, yeah, you're right. I think it's four.
Tell us the cars. Tell us the cars. Okay, so, this is a happy place. You can tell us your cars.
It is a happy place. Okay, so I have a 911.
Nice.
Carrera 4S, I think. And then I have a Cayenne GTS.
Nice.
Porsche as well. Mm-hmm. And then I have a Tesla Model S Plaid.
Mm.
Nice. And that's cool. You have one?
No, I don't.
Oh. And then I have a Lamborghini Urus that I just got.
I think you just disrespect a lot of Italians. It's Lamborghini Urus.
Oh, no. Delete.
Urus.
Stop right there. Yeah. Stop right there.
And Delete, realistically, stop. Like, I'm still like giving you some slack here because realistically it has a rolling R.
My God.
I can't do those.
So basically, just stop, because he has this obsession and it's so irritating that he has to like do the right accent for everything.
Yeah. Jelly, how do you say Citroën?
Citroën.
Unbelievable.
Well, how did you say? What you say? You said Cayenne. What's the brand?
Cayenne.
The brand name.
Porsche.
Oh man! Wait, you said Porsche.
I changed it.
Porsche.
Porsche.
Well, so how's the Lamborghini Urus treating you, man?
Oh, I love it. I love it, and it's green.
Yes.
Wait. So
I think we'd get along.
So it's like the game in real life. You stole Jelly's car.
You could actually make a vlog that you stole my Urus.
That's kind of smart. I might do that.
You might do that.
Is he relevant enough now?
To do a little like I'm telling you right now, I'll react to it. Just because that's your thing, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, well, green is my thing.
Yeah.
And I'll react to it.
You can't gatekeep green.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. What's my color?
I don't know.
What is your color?
I'm not saying I'm gatekeeping green, but blue? You painted the car green and you called it my car.
Well, I didn't paint it green.
Who did?
Well, I mean, are you talking about the Lamborghini?
I'm talking about in-game.
Oh, in-game. Yeah, you're right. No, I don't know. Green is your color and you're red.
Yeah.
Can I be blue?
Oh.
Or what color are you?
I don't know. I mean, my YouTube profile is like bluish.
I think blue suits you.
Yeah.
Blue.
Okay.
Yeah. B-L-O-O.
No, that's a different blue. Oh, no.
Wait, I can't be blue now.
No.
Nice pink.
Pink?
Yeah.
Pink.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I like pink.
You can have pink.
I like pink.
You can have pink if you want to have pink. That's fine.
Okay.
I mean, we also are not deciding for you. I mean, you're not part of our group, but like,
oh, can I be a part of your group? No,
I mean, that's actually part of the reason why we made this podcast, but
yeah, do you know that? You know that?
No,
so yeah,
we started this podcast
is an interview
as like you're auditioning right now.
Oh,
you didn't know
auditioning,
yeah,
I didn't.
You applied.
We're gonna see whether you fit along. Well, we'll have to hear from the audience first.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah,
whether we have to get feedback.
Chemistry?
Yeah,
am I doing good, guys?
I guess we'll find out from them. I mean, I'm not vibing at the moment, but we'll see.
You know, I was just thinking, right? You are the first American that we have on this podcast.
There's no way.
Is that true?
Well, we had the Fittipaldis on, but they are, they're American as well, but they have multiple passports.
Yeah.
Oh.
So
like drug dealers.
Wow.
No, they don't have multiple passports. Just they have drugs. What are you talking about?
Drug dealers have multiple passports.
Why did they do that?
I feel honored, guys.
They're criminals.
Wait, what? So if you're born in two countries...
They're fake passports, Jelly. I don't... Oh.
Josh is calling everyone with a double passport a criminal. You gotta be careful, mate. Like, I know you're British, but it's okay, Josh.
There's different names in the drug dealer's passports. Just move on. I think we're getting caught up on the wrong thing.
First American. You know, I was reading the comments on the podcast, and people are like saying like, oh... Another British guy. Well, guys, we shoot in London regularly.
Yeah.
So it's difficult to get the Americans over,
but
you know?
We're VidCon.
You have a English girlfriend.
I do.
That's true. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, not like me. Like, well, I have the other way around.
Oh, no.
American girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah. I meant like English.
Yeah, but it's interesting.
I've got an English boyfriend.
I'm right over here, buddy. your partner is also a creator, right?
Yeah. Kira Bridget.
How did you guys meet?
It's an interesting story, actually.
Oh.
You don't have to talk.
No, it's funny.
Go for it.
So I went to the UK, Manchester, for
what?
The boxing match, Logan Paul, KSI.
Oh.
This was 2018, I think.
Wow.
This is just how we met. I collabed with her ex.
No way.
And we did a whole collab video, and this video has like,
is that like a threesome? Wait, what collab? What type of collab?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. But
was it on OnlyFans, guys?
No, so this video has like 25 million views.
Is it still up?
Yeah, it's still up. We made multiple collabs, and yeah, that's how I met her.
Okay.
She was dating him. I mean, it's not like I liked her at the time.
Oh, you didn't like her?
She was 17, so no.
Right.
Years later, she came to LA, and then obviously not with the ex. And then, yeah, we just got along, and that's kind of how. But yes, it's weird how we met.
That's funny.
With her ex, yeah.
Do you go to the UK often then?
Used to. Used to a lot.
We could have just shot the podcast there. Like, we went all the way.
You're getting so caught up on this. Listen, I think we need to move on.
You went all the way.
Our producer, Ben, has been complaining day after day about bringing all of this stuff. And here we are.
That's a lot of stuff,
guys. But you could have just come to us.
Yeah, I could have.
We were kind of saying that we should call this like the casting couch, because we're obviously casting for the third
that's
member.
Good.
Yeah.
I just thought that would kind of be appropriate.
No, that's a good name for it.
It's Josh good, thought it was quite, probably, I didn't.
It's got good bounce in it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It does.
Oh, I got my shoes on the sofa.
I do too.
Is that
bad?
I think that's fine, Jelly.
Okay.
That's not a problem.
You got to drink more water for the water bottle.
Oh yeah, the water bottle flip coming soon. So this is your first ever experience on a podcast. Is there sort of any sort of info or anything that people don't know about you that would be interesting to tell?
Ooh.
I see that one of your one of the things you like to do in your spare time is like golf. That's interesting.
Golfing.
I'll be honest, it's not that interesting.
I play a lot of golf.
Really?
Golf it.
Yeah, the game.
Yeah. I'm pretty good at it.
Well, that's not the same, though.
It's also debatable how good you are at it.
That's true.
Yeah, there's no way you're good, right?
I wish I had a mute button for that guy.
He's got the mute button
I've
for us.
I've got the power.
Okay. Can you mute Jelly right now?
No, yeah. Don't do it. Don't.
Is he actually muted right now?
Yeah.
It's talk.
Yeah, you can talk, Jelly. You're muted.
No, stop doing that. Talk.
I mean, you can hear me through the other mics.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, exactly.
We're in like the most unprofessional podcast room, guys.
Yeah, that's true. So tell us a secret, though.
The golf thing's pretty cool, but it is kind of boring. Secret?
Yeah.
Something we can make a highlight or story out of would be great.
Are you good at putting it in the hole?
Golf?
Putting it in the hole.
Oh. No, I'm pretty bad at putting, actually. I don't think
I think Jelly doesn't realize that was a really good joke.
No, that was good. It was good.
Putting it in the hole?
Oh, whoa.
Like, he genuinely.
Of course I realized, Josh. I'm trying to play it off. I'm trying to be cool.
I don't know if that's true.
The joke works if I don't laugh.
Okay, oh my God.
I don't know a secret. I'm pretty, like.
The secret is you're a terrible golfer, I think.
No, I'm pretty bad, yeah. But I'm getting there. Maybe a golf channel soon.
Oh, a golf channel.
Golf channel?
Dude, the RPMs on golf are crazy.
We've got the...
Really?
Yeah.
Infinite Golfing?
Yeah, what would you call it?
CG.
We had an idea.
Oh.
It's called CG.
Do you not want to say it? Oh.
It's just golf backwards, like...
Forward.
Flog?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty stupid, but
oh, I actually kind of like that.
Flog.
Yeah.
It's a flogging channel.
But, hey, I don't know. Someone's going to take it now. I'm like,
oh.
You got to quickly make a channel.
No, I don't even know if we're going to do it. We'll see, but.
So who's we?
Me and Kieran.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you guys who do golfing. You see, I've only done Topgolf.
Oh, Topgolf's good, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Topgolf's good, yeah. Have you done that, Josh?
Yeah, I've done that, yeah.
So Topgolf's basically like golf, but instead it's like more about the booze and the food.
You know, I have a star there.
What does that mean?
Like, you know, the Hollywood stars.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a star at Topgolf.
Like, wait, which one?
Wait,
like
what?
Like the Topgolf.
Yeah. In LA.
Wait, well, what is a star?
Like
a Hollywood star.
On the floor.
Wait, like the Walk of Fame.
They put a bunch of
Let
stars.
Let him talk, Jelly, okay?
Yeah. They put a bunch of stars just for like, they have like Kid Laroi. They have just a bunch. I think they have Josh Richards. Just a bunch of like.
Do you have like a handprint in it?
No, I don't know. I just like was walking and I just was like, oh.
Wait. Oh, you didn't even know you had a star.
I did not know.
What?
Wait, what did they put on the star?
Just my name.
What? Kalis?
Infinite.
Kalis Cunningham. Yeah.
Oh, no way. Yeah. Well, congrats.
Thanks. It's random, but yeah.
You didn't have to sign any documents? They just put you on there.
I don't know, I guess. We go a lot, so.
Oh, but they were hoping for some free promo, potentially.
Probably, yeah.
I suppose if you made a channel about it, then... Yeah, you would that be where you would go, or do you go to like a golf course?
Probably golf course, yeah.
You see, I always look at like a place like Topgolf, like a gun range for golfers.
It is, yeah.
It's kind of
weird. Go to the range. Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do that. I'm European. I don't just go to the range, man. Let's get some training in, guys. What the hell?
Yeah, well.
You do that?
I go to the gun range?
Yeah.
I have, yeah.
Is that something that people like? You go golfing, and you also go to the gun range,
maybe for some quick scoping.
Yeah, have you? You've never been to the gun range?
I have been once.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can we talk about guns?
Oh, too? I mean, we are.
I don't know. The podcast kind of does its own thing.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, like
it's looking out for you guys.
We've had some controversial guests on.
Yeah, I mean, if we were to say that, like. Guns were controversial, then there would be other things we should have taken down before that.
Yeah.
Because you do a lot of, on the gaming side, you do a lot of like horror gaming stuff. But are you kid friendly though?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, like, I don't like curse just because, I don't know, I've just never cursed on YouTube. Actually, my first video on the Infinite channel, I do curse in that.
Oh.
But then I stopped cursing after that.
We all started like that, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. You can curse on here, by the way. That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have. I don't know if I caught one.
No, I haven't. I haven't.
You can. This is a safe space. You can.
What do I say?
I don't know, like,
guys, if I say that, that's you can say viral.
You can say poop.
Poop.
Poopy whoopy. Oopsie.
What would you say is your favorite swear word as a kid friendly creator? What is your favorite swear word?
Kid friendly creator. I don't know. I don't.
Is it poopy?
I used to like say frick a lot, but.
Is that a swear word?
It's not really a swear word.
Wait,
I think we're gonna have to cut that out.
Wait, isn't saying frick just as bad as saying fuck? Because in the Google,
Google,
you know what I mean? Like how it reads what you said.
Oh, maybe.
Wouldn't it just come up as that?
I don't know. I've never had a problem with like.
Well, how do you know you've had a problem? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't get demonetized.
You know, I was thinking about how he was like, he said frick. I'm just imagining the YouTube short. You know, like we're gonna clip that and we'll just like bleep.
You
the
make
whole
it sound
thing.
Like we're just inviting a guest to abuse.
Oh yeah,
them.
You can make me seem like I said. Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's funny, right? We have the power now. You know, you put me in GTA for many years, but now it's time for some karma, yo. No, I'm kidding.
I don't think I've really said a swear word on like a YouTube video in like. I don't know, yeah, it's like 7 years.
Now that you've said it, like you kind of have to say it. I'm...
Wait, so his intro is was popping.
Yeah.
We can change that.
To what?
Was fucking.
That's crazy.
What's
popping? Do you have an intro?
I used to.
No.
Really cringy.
Do it.
I forgot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You've got a like that intro you do quite a lot, right?
You know what's funny, right? Yeah. I feel like every YouTuber has to be a little bit extra, except for Kalis.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I feel like your intro is kind of just like, it's popping.
Yeah, but you kind of make it extra, but not extra at the same time,
right? Yeah, I'm like, hey, guys!
But you know what I find is funny? I feel like so many YouTubers had an intro and then they like mature out of their intro.
Yeah.
Like, I think we all know who one of the people we're talking about is. Let's do this guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's. I hate that.
Oh, that guy.
My ears were bleeding from years straight. Yeah. But I would take off my headset and have to wipe it on the inside.
But you've still got an intro.
I have a. Okay, it's small though, but you got to keep it. Short and sweet, you know.
Can you do it like you were doing a video? Do it like to that camera.
Yo, what's popping?
Hey, that's pretty good, Jim. That was good. That was good.
I don't know. Sometimes I'll just be like, yo, what's popping? And I don't know. I'll just be like,
you know what?
Jenny, can you do it?
I've done that many times where I've just made sound.
You know, you actually pull it off though, because it gives this kind of like funny,
Jenny, stop touching the microphone. It is like
you're doing it the whole time. You just don't realize it.
No, but the microphone is like going.
but you just—I feel like you do it well. But it's obviously your own intro, you know. Yeah. And so it's good you do your own intro well. But you know, it's funny.
Yeah,
it's
I like funny. It.
Do you have an outro?
No, I just got the video.
You should just be like, it popped.
That's the outro.
Yeah,
popped.
I'll try that. See if people like it.
Just, but you should just on one random video, just go at the end, just go it popped, and then like, just see if anyone notices it.
Extend it. After that.
Josh, you used to have a funny intro.
I don't think.
Oh yeah,
did I?
You guys? Oh yeah,
do intros I don't think
now?
You did.
Yeah, no, yeah, he did.
What did? What was my intro?
Okay, so.
I don't remember that.
Oh, no, but Josh used to have an intro. If he ever had to do a solo video, it would always start with, okay, so.
Really? I mean, I think any vlogger or YouTuber back in the day used to say that.
Yeah. Okay, so what's going on? Like, what did you do?
I feel like you just said that so naturally.
He's
like...
got the voice for it, hasn't he?
Right. Yeah. I used to have a good outro.
Oh.
It went like, hoo-ha. Remember that one, Josh?
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, remember that one? Like that.
Americans do that. They go, hoorah.
After what?
When they invade a country.
Yeah, it's military stuff. Yeah.
Oh.
I feel like Britain did more of that, mate.
Well, I'm talking like recently.
Okay, which country?
Which country?
Yeah. Pick any.
Although I suppose America would be more focused on their outro at the moment, right? From the countries.
Dang. Kayla's like yeah sorry, you know, we have no limits on the Two Thirds podcast. Like, you know, like on our channel we're just so cute and cool and like, hi guys.
That should be your intro.
Hi guys. That's no cool. I don't really, that doesn't really float my boat. Yeah. And I do have a boat.
Yeah,
so.
Can I go on? He's flexing on us.
Yeah, did you not see it? It was $10 million, mate.
Oh my.
Yeah, that's $10 million.
Dang.
Yeah. I sold it. Josh gave me shit.
Wait, so you don't have a boat? You sold it?
I got one for free.
Do you know? So if you ever walk into a room of people, do you know how to find out who owns a boat? Do you want to know?
T-shirt tan.
They'll tell you.
Oh. Yeah. That seems pretty accurate. Yeah.
No. Hey, I'm gonna be honest, right? Josh gave me so much shit. He's like, "Oh, bad investment."
I don't think I ever did.
And like,
Jenny, you're misremembering this. You're misremembering this. I think it was Craner that was said that.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah,
that sounds like a Craner thing to say.
So back off, buddy.
Sorry,
or you're gonna get popped.
I felt like
jelly's popping.
Jelly's popped.
All right. Well, anyway, I put it up on the market. It sold within a day.
Whoa. Oh, okay. Did you lose money? Or you said it was free?
No. Yeah. I lose money? Yeah. I mean, yeah. I used it for 3 years, but not much. Okay. I think it depreciated by like 10%.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I have a really cool collaboration out with the boat brand.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
I know, right?
He's going to...
Have they paid to be on the podcast?
They haven't paid for the podcast, but they did give me a boat. Amazing.
That's kind of
so
crazy.
As far as Jetty's concerned, it's open
game.
Dude,
it's incredible.
Yeah, that's really
you
cool.
You know, you've got a V8 in your earth, right? You're like, broom, broom. Oh, sounds good, right? Yeah. I've got a
Why
V10.
Does he turn Mexican V10 when he drives his car?
Mexican?
Yeah, that's true.
AV is on the grid.
I don't think we can say that.
It's not Mexican. What are you talking about?
I'm not on camera. It's safe. Don't
I would be like Casadilla. No, I'm kidding. No, but
God's sake.
The Bow is a V10.
That's crazy.
And it also goes broom, broom. The other day, I was parked between two quite big yachts.
It's an important distinction from going broom, broom to boom, boom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Boom, boom. Boom.
No, I'm just making the point, okay?
I'm spitballing it, but I just want to tell the story. The other day, I was parked in between two big boats, right? Yeah. And I turned on...
They call
on...
that a boat khaki?
No.
Oh, my God.
I call it a yacht. Anyway, I started the engine, and the owners of these cool big yachts looked down, and they were like, yes, that sounds good. I even have a sport exhaust button. Like, I turn it on and I turn it off.
I did not know boats did that.
I know, right?
What, really... turned on and off?
No.
Like, sport exhaust? I don't
know. Yeah.
I don't know.
It was actually really helpful because there were a couple of kids, like, on their paddle boards, and I really had them, I really had to make them move out of the way. Yeah. I don't want to, like, go over them, right? Yeah. So, sport exhaust. And then they're like, oh.
Jelly, I don't feel like. Smart. It's like I was driving my car and there were some kids crossing the road and I was like, I'm gonna just rev my engine up to get them to move.
That's no crazy. No, that's not how it works, Josh. You've never boated before.
Have you never been on a boat?
I've been on plenty of boats and I've been on boats with Jelly, so I'll let him have it.
Do you have a boat?
Have it.
No.
He Why said not? He live doesn't in LA. Have a boat. What?
It's just a lot of work and work. And a bad investment.
Says the guy owning four cars.
Jenny, you have like nine cars. Come on.
No, no,
How many
no.
cars do you have?
Four.
So we're both bad.
Well, one of them's tiny. One of them's literally a two-seater. What? Not a 911.
Smart
car? Smaller.
Oh.
Yeah.
How do you get smaller?
Yeah. I can show you a picture of this.
Please show me.
You know, I've got a...
Show me a picture.
No, it's a Renault, mate.
That's a Renault.
Renault. It's called a Twizy, mate. It's Twizy. Have you seen these things?
Mate, I might know what you're talking about.
This, so I've got literally, it's this. This is not the
no
actual
way.
One. I've got the smallest car in the world just parked downstairs.
Right now?
Not here.
Well, I have downstairs in my house.
I see. Anyway, Jelly,
how'd you get it here?
I feel like we've obviously, once again, short. We've been talking a lot about Jelly.
Yeah, guys, this is about me.
I'm just feeling the awkwardness.
So Kaelis, I want to know what your thoughts have been as your experience on a podcast. Like, is it the sort of thing you'd want to be doing again in the future?
Potentially with us?
I'll do it, yeah.
Yeah?
I mean...
Potentially with us.
I like it. It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think
you guys are great.
It's nice when...
Thanks. I'll do it again.
We should do a Urus Drag Race.
Oh.
But it'd be confusing because you got the green one.
Yeah. What's the color of yours?
Mine's matte black. Green stitched, though.
Right. And you guys also live on opposite sides of the world, so...
Oh, yeah. How are we going to do that?
I got a boat.
Ben will figure it out. We'll leave it to Ben to figure out.
That's what I do.
Yeah. Have you ever done any sort of, like, vlogging or, like, IRL stuff? Like
I have. That? I've done quite a few IRL videos, not really vlogs, but like, you know, I did like some challenges.
Vlogs.
Like last to leave. Vlogs, is that what you said?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did like last to leave FaceTime, Mr. Beast, all this.
Last to leave FaceTime?
That sounds like the most lonely challenge ever.
Is that a good idea?
Wait, how did that work?
I came up with that idea. I was the first one to do that.
Wait, what was the video? How did that
me
work?
And Kira just on FaceTime and like... Last to leave FaceTime, and we had to do everything like shower and
poop.
Were you in the same house? Did I just reveal something?
In the video, you're like 20,000 miles away from each other. She's on the moon, actually.
Yeah, no, we were both in actually Toronto. but yeah, still,
it was a cool challenge.
So who
it was
won?
A decent, she did. Because my phone died.
So,
good ending.
Yeah. So, have you ever faked a video?
No.
That was
You did. I wasn't in that GTA video you recorded.
Jay, we don't. Okay, we've moved on from that.
Right. Oh.
Have you, I mean, a challenge video. Have you ever faked one of those?
Because we've literally faked the FaceTime one.
Yeah. Oh, really?
How
did you fake that?
Because
you just recorded for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Exposing me. That video has like a lot of views.
Yeah, but it's important to expose yourself because now other people can't expose you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Although, so say a swear word.
Yeah. Should I mean it right now?
We tried this with LEA and it doesn't work, but I think we did catch one.
Yeah, you know LEA.
Shit, I think.
No, I don't think.
Dickhead.
No way.
What? He did. He said
no
dickhead.
No way.
About PewDiePie.
What? Okay.
He called Ben, PewDiePie.
I don't think he did. You know?
Jenny's just making this up. I think he did say something.
He might have done.
Okay. I said we caught one, okay, guys.
That's crazy.
If you were to pick a swear word, what's it going to be?
Make it count.
They're really trying to get me to swear. This is scary.
Think of the views.
It's absolutely optional, but you can't leave until you say one. Right?
Okay. I don't know. Like, damn.
Is that a swear word? No, it generates electricity. I'm what are you talking about? Wait. Damn.
Wait, are you serious?
Oh.
Like the beaver?
Hoover Dam?
Oh, okay.
This conversation is like my last three brain cells.
You can't say a swear word that also means something else.
Do you you know of that there's a swear word? Like
a swear word.
Like damn is a swear word.
You put an N behind the N.
N?
Yeah. That's how you spell it.
Damn.
No.
After the
damn. Damn.
You don't. It's
damn.
Have you? Do you not know this,
mate? I've said it 1,000 times. I'm just pretending.
Okay. It's difficult to know.
It's a good joke, right?
What? No. What?
So did I just swear?
No.
Oh, so it's not.
I tell you what. Let me make it interesting. Okay. A bit of like a wager.
He's gonna pee in it.
If you can hit the flip.
The water bottle flip.
You don't have to swear, right?
Okay.
But if you miss the flip, you have to say, fuck this.
Okay.
And then walk out.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
Jelly can get rid of the rest of the water if you want. I don't know.
I'm not sipping that.
I mean, I just need like...
Yeah, here. Jelly, can you just do the rest?
I could probably do it with this.
I mean, hey, you've only got one attempt though.
Where am I doing it?
I'm probably on the floor, but we're going to be out of shot slightly, but... First three rings. Yeah. You can do a small one down there.
First three rings. Okay.
Okay. You won't be able to be heard, but we can commentate.
Yeah. Right. We're going to do the ultimate infinite. We're going to react to it live. He's about to do a bottle flip.
First try.
First try. Oh, no. Oh no!
Camera three is your camera.
Oh no! It didn't.
Fuck this!
Once again,
guys, how'd you make me do that? I don't swear.
Two-thirds podcast ruining our guests.
Yeah,
it's like a recurring theme where we bring people on who are like great people and they leave worse people.
Welcome to hell.
I need to get it out. Honestly, I've been waiting. It feels good.
Well, I can throw them all.
we're glad that we can be a safe space for that.
Yeah.
Don't read the comments on the episode. Because they might not support you as much. Anyway, but I hope you enjoyed your experience on the podcast.
Hey, you guys have been great.
And I hope you enjoy the rest of VidCon.
I hope we do as well.
And we'll hope to see you soon. Great.
I want to do an outro.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Go on then. You can. Oh, we still.
It popped.
Yes! Okay. Should we start holding hands now? You good?
That's what I was going to say.
Okay.
You were going to say that?
Yeah.
Oh, let's go.